This call may be recorded.
Hello?
Hey, Mommy.
Hello?
Hey, Mommy.
Hi.
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 Want you to know that I am sorry about the sandwich.
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry that I bought a sandwich that wasn't on my budget.
Dust, I don't mind. What you need to be sorry for is the psychological abuse. What you need to be sorry for is lying.
Say that I'm lying when I'm not lying. I'm not trying to deceive you.
You can go back and listen to the recordings of our calls anytime you like. I don't need to argue anything about it. But I'm not going to pretend that I was upset with you about a sandwich when we both know better. What?
I think that I was trying to speak to you.
I can't hear you. Do you have a different speaker or microphone?
Hold on. I think that I was trying to deceive you about the sandwich.
What?
You think that I was trying to deceive you about the sandwich?
I'm not telling you what I think you were trying to do. I'm telling you that you can listen to all of our phone recordings from the last 7 days anytime you want. So you don't need me to explain to you true and not true. And I don't have to pretend.
I'm not asking you to explain to me true and not true. I'm asking you to tell me if that's what you think about me.
I'm not trying to imagine what your motives are.
I'm asking you to imagine my motives.
Yeah, you asked if I thought you were trying to deceive me. That's your motive. I don't know what you were trying to do. I'm not going to guess what you were trying to do. It's none of my business what motivates you to psychologically abuse me. It's none of my business what motivates you to lie. I'm just telling you, I don't have to pretend.
Lying is deceiving.
And I don't,
I'm trying to understand if that's what you're alleging.
I don't know what you were trying to do. You can listen to the phone calls anytime you want, and I don't need to make any allegations. None. I'm not making an allegation. I'm telling you that
you
I don't have to pretend.
That, you just said that I was lying,
anything.
Which is alleging
can,
that I'm...
You can... Nope, you know what? I'm just alleging... Here's what I'm alleging. I'm alleging you should go back and listen to all the phone recordings. That's what you should do.
Well, I will.
I'm alleging that you haven't done that. That's what I'm alleging. You haven't listened to all our phone recordings from the last 7 days.
That's true, and I will do that.
Okay. My allegations are spot on, then. You're capable of doing it.
Do you want the school spray paint back? I forgot to bring it to you.
Yeah, sure.
And do you want the Easter clothes from my mother? They're living in my truck.
I'm not going to get involved in that kind of decision.
The decision about whether she gives them to us has already been made. I have them.
No, you can make any decision you want. No. It's your decision. It's got nothing to do with me.
You and me.
Between you and me, I am not going to weigh in on what you're asking me to weigh in on. And it's not right for you to pressure me to.
I just didn't want them to be a burden to you. I will give them to you, but... I'm just trying to support you.
Then you're doing that because that's your choice. It's your choice. Hey, Dust, your mom doesn't have emotional stuff going on of her own.
She most definitely does.
No.
She calls me all the time and cries. She's got significant emotional problems.
What's she crying about, Dustin?
Worrying that I'm dead.
Okay, that's called emotional manipulation of you. She doesn't have an emotional problem. You do. She's creating a problem for you. Do you understand that what she's doing is she's trying to teach you that she's the only person in your world who really cares about you? You don't get that she wants to have control over you, and that's how she's exerting it.
I wouldn't even know anymore.
She doesn't want to lose you back to me. She thought that she finally, like, owned you. That she was finally going to get your forgiveness for all of her sluttiness, because you were going to have multiple romantic partners as an adult, too. So she was going to get you to file court documents saying that she got time alone with her grandkids. And now she's worried that she's losing you again. Did you end up calling her yesterday?
No.
Did you call her today?
I heard it in a, she called me.
Oh. Oh.
I told her I couldn't come up there because I needed to spend time with the family, and she raised the prospect of maybe having us all come up there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really have an answer for her. Then I pointed out that I probably don't.
Didn't
have
you tell her you can't get off work? Yeah, I mean, it's not that complicated. We went and visited her in July, right?
Yeah.
You went and visited her at Thanksgiving, right?
I think before or after that, but yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, we're still above average on our visits to her. We don't owe her anything. She's just desperately power grabbing right now. But anyways, obviously you don't have days off of work, so.
Do you happen to remember when I finished the Jack's Beach project?
No, you'd have to ask my dad.
I think I got it figured out, but I just was trying to...
Well, you remember you were supposed to have it done when we went to Thanksgiving at your mom's house in 2018?
Mm-hmm.
But it actually wasn't done, and you
right.
still went to Thanksgiving at your mom's house anyhow?
Yeah.
Does that give you a frame of reference?
Yeah.
Were you there today when Janie was asking Sam if we got our garden all planted? And he was like,
yeah.
Not much. And I was like, no, not really. And she
yeah.
said, that's okay. We have grocery stores is a good thing about it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even tell you how often Janie says something. And I have to bite my tongue to not be like... If we run out of bread, we'll just let them eat cake. always has these great solutions that work if you have money. Hey, I have looked it up online and Google in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need you to know that I haven't been able to find this thing that you keep referencing about it being unprofessional to be a marital therapist to a couple where you've seen one of them individually first. I think that you're taking something really, really specific where, like, Nathan and Megan and Ted, like, knew that you were literally going to shoot yourself because you have this idea that you can't trust the people who are like giving you counsel. And I think that they were for you specifically trying to prevent you from killing yourself and for you specifically telling you how you could get yourself in a situation where you know the person that you're talking to is unbiased for your benefit because you have such a tendency.
That's not how they represented it to me. And in addition to them, people that didn't know me that came to Honey Lake and gave talks and stuff, but would very informally find out that I, you know, was interested in marriage counseling would say that same thing. So.
What?
That if you seek marriage counseling, it should be with somebody that's not your regular therapist and should see you both together.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean has not no prior knowledge. Like,
yeah.
you need an sure. individual therapist in addition to a marriage therapist.
Honey, the point was that it shouldn't be somebody that has more familiarity with one party over the other.
Okay, I haven't been able to find that.
I get back to doing taxes, but I miss you.
Have you been able to find it in writing anywhere in the world?
No, I haven't looked for it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's pretty intuitive that that makes sense, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, like I could go to Ted. And I could probably get him to understand our situation in fewer hours than if I went to somebody who's never met either one of us. Like, I would not, you know what I mean? The truth is the truth, though. It's not, this is not an opinion or a who's right or a who's wrong. We're just, you know what I mean? Black and white,
not even
actual.
Necessarily true. It's
actual words spoken, actual.
Don't.
Just black and white, like stuff that we absolutely agree on.
Okay.
Like just the facts. The stipulated facts.
Okay. I love you, Erin. I want you to be happy.
Yeah. How are you hoping that happens?
Hoping that I can make you happy.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you see yourself doing that?
I don't know, honey. You think that I'm lying all the time and...
No, I'm not asking you what you think about me or what new accusations you want to make against me. I'm asking you.
I'm trying to make accusations against you.
Yeah, you said that I think you're lying all the time. You're trying to plant in my head some doubt about whether I'm correct about that or not. This is not the time for psychological manipulation. You don't need to do that right now.
Yeah.
I'm asking you on your end what you think that you could do to make me happy. How do you envision that happening? Not by convincing your wife that she's wrong when she thinks you're lying, but what can you do on your end?
That's why I said that. I don't know. But I'm willing to keep going until I can figure it out.
But what are you going to do this week?
Think that you want me to finish our taxes, so I plan on doing taxes. Listening to our phone calls.
Okay. Hey, listen, if you can't make it to my session with Matt Bohr, can you figure out a way to get your mom to pay for it anyway?
I will try.
Because it's scheduled, and I don't have any money.
I'll work on that.
Are you going to do the whole thing with your mom about him being completely unprofessional to be willing to see us? Everybody at Honey Lake recommending against it? Have you already done that?
Not that I remember.
That means nothing. Have you already talked to your mom about
something I don't remember?
Well, because sometimes you say you don't remember just because you don't want to admit it.
No, Erin, I don't do that.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. I don't remember.
It's not true. We have so many witnesses. We have lots of witnesses. Many people who have seen you say, I don't remember, because you didn't want to admit something.
to tell you something. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember just saying that to her, so it is.
Okay.
I just don't know what else to tell you except for that.
Okay. Do you think maybe you told your mom that Honey Lake told you to make sure that you got an unbiased therapist?
I have no idea. If I remembered, I would tell you. I don't remember telling her that.
All right. Oh, did you talk to CA last night?
No.
Why?
By the time I got back here, I was exhausted emotionally.
I really wish you had before you talked to your mom.
Why?
Well, I just thought that what he was saying sounded really mature. And I'm telling you, he has really, really been through this with his mother.
Okay.
And I really was shocked when I heard him saying things like, you know, appreciate you so much during this season. Like, we really need to focus on us, and we just have very, very little to give emotionally. I'm afraid the most that we can talk on the phone is probably going to be once a month, and the most we can visit is going to be twice a year. And that, you know, that doesn't mean that we don't want time with you. It just means that we've got to, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, the way he was saying that. Like,
yeah.
It sounds really radical. But you stop and you look at his nuclear family, like his actual biological kids, and what he was able to do with Katie and Laura and Joe and Jesse. When they had just as much junk from their extended family, you know, as what we have.
They did not.
They had a lot of junk, Dust. I mean, the two of them are, you know, a lot more stable than the two of us. But I'm saying is it's because of the decisions they made for their own household to not be affected by what was outside of their own household, that the stuff from the parents and the brothers and sisters and all didn't hurt their children. I think it would be really wise to figure out how that's done.
Okay. I think he's coming home soon.
What?
I think he's coming home soon.
Yeah. I think he had to go ice fishing yesterday. Do you know that?
Cool. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Have you heard him say that's the only difference between like, the Canadians and the Florida rednecks?
What?
He was, I guess, because they're out, you know, in the, I don't know, rural area.
Yeah.
And he's like, these people just a bunch of rednecks like us. The only difference, they have to cut a hole in the ice before they can go fishing.
Yeah, that's probably true. Man, sounds cold.
What?
Can't imagine him having to go back and forth from there to here.
Yeah. You know Antarctica had a record high?
Nah.
Yep.
What was it?
65 degrees.
That does sound pretty warm for Antarctica.
Absolutely warm.
Hmm.
hey, that thing you did when you came to me and was like, I want to ask you about charges that you made for legal fees.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad.
Why?
Because you came to me the same way that you did at church when you were, you know, stalking me from the nursery into the hallway.
Well, I wasn't going to ask you about it. You asked me, like...
Well, I know. It's just there's a nice way to ask people questions, like, to be like, well, I was wondering, like, when I was at Honey Lake, why did you have fees for a new attorney? Were you getting a new attorney, and are you still trying to pursue our legal case? I mean, I just want to know. That your tone was really accusatory, like... What were the charges for a lawyer? You're not going to tell me? You're not going to tell me what it was for? I tell you it's a consultation. So you were doing a new strategy? Like, it was just very, very uncalled for.
Sorry.
And really, for you to have your head in that space of thinking that I'm out to get you is not healthy for you, you know?
It's kind of the point of a lawyer, isn't it?
No. I told you that over and over and over and over and over and over when you were doing that whole stupid... You're forcing me to fight you, and like you were saying that we could be amicable and not have attorneys. And I kept telling you, having an attorney has nothing to do with whether you're going to collaborate or fight or be amicable or hurt somebody. Like, you could have a lawyer, and you can go to that lawyer and you can say, I'm hiring you because my number one priority is to make sure that my spouse is well taken care of when this is all said and done. And you can find a lawyer who's willing and capable of doing that for you. That's obviously not what you did when you went and hired an attorney, which is really gut-wrenching and awful. But that's not what having an attorney means. Like, that's not it. Your attorney can represent your interest, and your interest should not be to hurt somebody that you love.
So did you hire a new attorney?
No, it's just a consultation. And I'm sure whatever I paid Mike for was probably from, like, early December, you know?
still makes me feel really nervous that basically halfway through my time at Honey Lake, you were pursuing legal activities.
When was it?
The last day of January.
When?
I think January 29th, maybe.
And what day did you check in?
The 9th.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds right. Yeah. I think I had to schedule that like 2 months in advance. So.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Would have been, I think it would have been pretty stupid to cancel it based on the things that you were saying to me while we were on the phone while you were at Honey Lake.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was thinking today, like, you know, about going to work as a teacher. Because, you know, when I worked as a teacher before, like I didn't actually, like, you know, purchase anything with any of the money I earned. Like, it was just, like, that was just enough to cover, like, our debt service, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, even if we got like Jeff to pay off all of our credit card debt and we just started making our payments to him,
mm-hmm.
if I got a job as a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I gave all of my money to Jeff, like it would be 4 school years. Before I could pay him. And this would, you know what I mean? That would be with none of my paychecks going towards doing fun things with the kids or buying groceries or paying bills or anything. I just, literally 4 full years of salary. And that's not even paying like that's with the zero interest. That would be if we could get it zero interest. With interest, it's years more than that.
I don't want you to work as a teacher.
No, but I don't think that you've been doing these kind of calculations all the years that you've been abusing credit cards. And when I say calculations, I mean, A, like the math calculations of how much does that $600 tool actually cost you when all's said and done, but also the calculations of what kind of childhood are your kids having and what kind of life are you going to look back and say that, you know, you lived 50 years from now.
Those are good questions.
What?
So those are good questions.
What's the question? Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. I call them calculations, though. Because, like, when I decide whether I want to buy something, like, I'm calibrating all of that. Like, this $10, like, how does spending this $10 impact my kid's quality of life 5 years from now? Is it net positive or net negative for them?
Similar stuff, but I haven't thought of it in that context, which is important.
Well, I mean, the context is that I would have to go to work for 4 years. Like, and then who's taking care of the kids?
Yeah, but I don't want to do that.
Right, but I'm saying that was the calculation that was happening when you were making purchases.
Right.
Like, that's the calculation when you go to Tasty's. Is you're prostituting your wife out to the world. And you're prostituting your children to a public school system so that you can have a hamburger.
I'm saying we're not, at least as far as I'm concerned, we're not doing that.
Right, I know, but you didn't actually have a way to pay for it when you made the purchase. You didn't have a plan of how you were going to pay for it. You still don't have a way to pay for it. You see what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a magic fairy isn't going to come and give me 4 years' worth of salary for staying home. And again, with interest, we're really talking probably 10 years.
Sorry.
What?
I'm sorry about our financial situation, and I'm sorry that I can't be there for you. And I miss
Where?
You, and I love you. Close to you?
Oh, no. You should not be close to me right now.
That's why I said I'm sorry.
You shouldn't be sorry. You should be like, grateful, like, thankful.
Okay. I'm grateful.
What?
Huh? What did you say?
You just say whatever you have to say. You're not actually sorry or actually grateful.
What did you say to me?
I said, what? Because you switched from being sorry that you weren't here with me to being grateful just because I told you you were supposed to be grateful, which doesn't seem genuine.
You want me there with you.
I know, but then you just switched to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't be there for you because I thought you'd want me there for you.
Oh, okay. So if I don't want that, then you're not sorry anymore.
Back to work.
Okay, goodbye.
I love you.
Okay, goodbye.